around the world to the CDC and World Health Organization and other countries. And in every single FOI, Freedom of Information request, for those that might not know that, she simply put that question to everybody. And this is why this discussion today is so huge, Mike. The virus has never been isolated, which means they've never actually had that isolated, purified COVID-19 SARS-2 in any type of form. And if they've never done that, then that simply means, and this is the big one, that everything that has transpired after that, Mike, as you know, is fraud.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you brought up Christine Massey. I'm familiar with her FOIA requests. I've seen many of them. We've referenced them in some articles. She's someone that we're trying to reach out to, by the way. So if you could maybe put her in touch with our producer, that would be fantastic. Is she in Canada as well?
Yeah, she's in Canada, and her work is, like I say, it's ironclad. These are not opinions that were, let's make this statement claim up front too here today, Mike. I'm here, and I believe you're not here. I'm not making, you know, opinions. I'm not here to give you, you know, what I believe is going on. Everything that you're going to hear that's coming out of my mouth is our truth. And it has been vetted and verified. And that's what I'm saying. It's going to be very difficult for people to hear some of these truths, but we need to bring this out into the light now, Mike, because our world is in grave danger.
Well, I've read several of those FOIA requests, and as I recall, they do make specific requests for any information of these various agencies, information about the isolation of COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 nanoparticles, viral particles, etc., that have been isolated and shown to be the cause of infection and producing symptoms of COVID-19. Does that sound correct? Is that about a good description?
Yeah, that's correct. And two incredible other guests that you've had on, who I consider my dear friends as well, is Dr. Andrew Kaufman and also Dr. Tom Cowan. This is why we have this something that is so huge. It's going on in our world right now. I know Mike's brought me on here. We're going to get into the common law. We're going to understand what's going on in our public courthouses and a trespass that has occurred against all of us when we're born. That's why this is so huge. But here's the other big shoe to drop that I get goosebumps every time I talk about it, Mike, is the knowledge that you've already brought forward. God bless you with the interviews you've done with Tom and Andrew, and they've been all over the internet. They are showing and exposing to everybody that the actual process for isolating, this way you don't have to have a background degree in biology. And I know you are incredibly knowledgeable with your professional background, with all the medical stuff that you work on. But for the average Joe out there like me, all you need to understand is simply this, is that if the virus was never isolated, then everything else after it came as fraud. And this is what Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Tom Andrew Kaufman have brought forward to the world. They've exposed the actual process of virology, of how they isolate it, is fraud. And this was all put together by the big pharmaceuticals, right? A very, very long time ago. And when you realize, Mike, that's why this is so huge, that not a single virus has ever been properly isolated. That destroys this whole vaccination program, not the vaccinations that they're trying to roll out now that are not vaccinations, but injections of a biological, you know, test that they're doing or weaponizing, you know, against mankind. But these gentlemen have also brought forward into the light that the whole process of virology is corrupt. So when you've got that coming to the forefront, with that exposes the lie of COVID-19, you have to then have the correct vehicle to take this forward and see justice done. And that's where the common law comes in.
Okay, we're going to get to that. And I apologize. I normally don't spend any interview time talking about other people who aren't on the interview. But since you brought it up, I think it's relevant. And then we'll come back to you on the common law aspects. But I received a phone call from Dr. Judy Mikovits in March of 2020. Who was explaining to me on the phone, and I did not believe what she was saying at the time. I couldn't grasp it. She was saying that the virus had not been isolated, that it was all just this mishmash of common flu strains and so on, and they were calling it COVID. But I had seen all of the sickness and the deaths and the hospitalizations in New York City. Only now, in retrospect, after gaining that knowledge from Dr. Cowan and Dr. Kaufman and others, and Mikovits and so on, do we now know that wasn't an outbreak? They were dropping nanoparticles on the city. They were literally dropping toxic nanoparticles, which came out in the Peter Daszak EcoHealth Alliance proposal to DARPA, where they said, we're going to release this through aerosolized, skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticle spike proteins.